Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, so we got a big 5K and 1K coming up. The Voice Radio Network, proud to partner with the Delaware Diabetes Coalition for a great cause. We're all going to be out there. And Jess, you got all the details.
Yeah, come on out. Save the date for Sunday, May 4th at 9 a.m. The event is for adults and kids. No age restriction. It's going to take place in downtown Georgetown. You can pre-register right now at DelawareRun.com. Adult registration for the 5K is $10. And that includes a t-shirt, a medal, and other gifts. And if you're planning to walk with your family on the 1K, it's free and no registration is needed. All the proceeds will be donated to the Delaware Diabetes Coalition, helping improve the lives of those affected by the disease in our state. So register now at DelawareRun.com.
Quick weather, please.
It's going to be partly cloudy this morning. Then the sun will come out later on. Temps in the mid to upper 60s.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking recap on Power 101.7.
All right, 642. Guess what you got?
Yeah, Gail King and Katy Perry and Jeff Bezos's fiance, Lauren Sanchez, successfully completed their space flight yesterday.
Did they?
It was an all-female flight that included a filmmaker, a former NASA scientist, and also a research scientist. It was about 10 minutes long, and they flew to an altitude of 62 miles just above what's called the Kármán line, which is the edge of Earth's atmosphere. After touching back down, Katie said, quote, "I feel super connected to love." She also added that during the flight, she sang "What a Wonderful World" instead of one of her own songs. And she says, "This is not about me. It's not about singing my songs. It's about a collective energy and a mirror. It's about us. This is all to benefit Earth." By the way, Katie also says that she's writing a song about her experience, which, if you've heard, is going to be her last album. And Jeff's Bezos' face planted while trying to get greeted. When the capsule returned, he was right there close, face planting it. And there's a video now that is showing the crew with their experience, with the being like weightless.
Yeah.
And, you know, the movie set and the screen in Hollywood.
That old fake. Well, all right, so...
The fake flight. Weightless video.
Yeah, the weightless video in the Hollywood studio that it was recorded in. So it was Katy Perry, Gail King, and Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah.
Here they are during the brief time being weightless and floating around the cabin.
One, two, three, take us.
The moon! You guys, I have to tell you, look at the moon! That's amazing.
Wow, look at the blue line!
Oh my gosh! Oh my god!
Wow.
Oh my
god!
That's our pink moon!
That's amazing.
Okay. And here is some more audio.
Daisies are common flowers, but they grow through any condition. They grow through cracks. They grow through walls. They are resilient, a reminder of our beautiful earth and the flowers here and God's smile and the beautiful magic that is everywhere, all around us, even in a simple daisy. Covered that song in the past, and obviously, like, my higher self is always steering the ship, because I had no clue that one day I would decide to sing a little bit of that in space. It's not about me. It's not about singing my songs. It's about a collective energy in there. It's about us. It's about making space for future women and taking up space and belonging. And it's about this wonderful world that we see right out there and appreciating it. This is all for the benefit of Earth.
And that's just Katie talking about the situation. But
wow. What do you think? You believe it?
Oh, you think it's fake?
I don't know. Would you do it? I know you said you would before. Do you still feel the same?
I do.
All right.
I do. Just to go up and back?
It looks neat.
Yeah.
It's like a true thing. It does look very beautiful and neat to do.
Just those in there that... At the end, real quick.
If it's real.
If it's a true thing. Right. You would really turn it down?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Scared you wouldn't come back?
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. It's not a thing on my bucket list. It's not anything that's like, wow, that's so neat. I would do it.
I mean, if I had the opportunity...
Me too, if it was given to me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, thanks, but no thanks. Like, I'll take pictures of you going up and everything.
Pictures.
I'll wave, I'll take pictures.
Pictures,
like, I'll
yeah.
be supportive of whoever wants to do it.
Would you do it? 302-858-5117. Go in Jeff Bezos' ship and up and back.
If you're given the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, no cost or anything.
I mean, that is amazing.
It is.
That they're up and back in that short time.
It looks very neat. It's beautiful. You know, it's probably, if it's real,
see?
Like a great experience. It probably really truly is.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It's not on my bucket list of things to do.
Now, I'll remind you guys that Jessica has bungee jumped before.
I have. And I'll never do it again.
Because?
It's just a one and done.
But that was on your bucket list.
Before kids, it was, yeah.
So it's because of the kids you don't want to go to space?
Probably.
So is that it?
Things. I'm sure there's more than that. I mean, I just, not into it.
Please go.
Like, do you think you won't come back?
Okay. Would you go, if you had the opportunity, you know, to go up in Jeff Bezos' spaceship?
Yeah, we're curious. Would you
go? You know, let us know. 302-858-5117.
And also, dead rodents and feces were found with Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy. I don't know if you see this story trending, but more reports are coming out that dead rodents and feces were found inside of their home. In their property, and you know, that is clearly now part of the investigation. They were found on February the 26th, and apparently his wife did pass away from this pulmonary syndrome, which is a rare disease that can be contracted from rodents. According to TMZ, the New Mexico Department of Health conducted a risk assessment of the couple's property on March the 5th, a week after their bodies were discovered, for the safety of the first responders and other people who had to, you know, assess the estate. A report obtained by the outlet on April the 14th said that the dead rodents and rodent nest were discovered within 8 detached outbuildings on their property. Rodents and rodent feces were found in 3 garages, while feces were also found in 2 houses and 3 sheds. So that's the update there. And Jack Black, one of your faves, he made a surprise appearance at the screening of a Minecraft movie in LA over the weekend, and he reminded the kids to please behave during the chicken jockey scene. He said, quote, "For today's presentation, please no throwing popcorn and no throwing anything else."
Yeah.
He's like, ask your kids about this. So
here you go. I got some audio.
For today's presentation of a Minecraft movie, please no throwing popcorn, and also absolutely no chicken jockeys.
No! Oh, yeah!
I am look what I brought. My actual pickaxe. Are you ready to rock? Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy.
Man, he's great.
You
ain't
would
he?
Love it if he came out.
Oh my god!
I know.
Oh my god!
I know.
Like, he's wild. I love it. Yeah, I'd be starstruck.
I saw that in a video, and I was like, oh my gosh, Bill would freak out.
I would. It's Jack Black. 6:50. We got sports next.